Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah.
I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Happy bonus Sunday, Bethany.
Happy bonus Monday, Kathleen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're posting this on a Monday, but today is a Sunday.
Yeah, no, it sure is. It's Sunday at 4:34 p.m. if you want to be precise about it. And I made the rookie mistake of eating a spoonful of peanut butter before going onto a microphone for an audio format.
Wait, you know what? That's really super unfortunate because it's like, nah, 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 I can't speak.
If you want to become a podcaster, gentle listener, there's a couple things you want to not do. Don't eat peanut butter before recording. Don't drink milk before recording. Don't record when you have dry mouth.
Dry mouth, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't, here, let me, I'm going to spray.
Don't drink milk before an important interview because then you'll go toot toot.
That's my wet mouth spray. So hopefully that will work.
When I think about your wet mouth spray, it makes me gag. I'm so sorry.
It's just like
I just imagine chemicals pouring down the back of my throat. And I'm like, bleh.
Yeah, totally. Everything is chemicals.
Speaking of peanut butter, I was in this little market in my mom's town that I love to grocery shop in because they have a lot of really wonderful prepared foods. And I ran in right before they were closing on Friday and I was picking up a few essential items. And then I was like, oh, let me try this store made peanut butter. And then behind me, I hear, do you like my peanut butter? And I'm like, ah,
what?
What is that? And I turn around and this really cute boy, like young kid, like maybe like 23. Definitely not high school. I'm not that creepy yet.
Yet?
No. Oh my God. That's illegal. I should not even say that.
Some high schoolers are 18.
Okay. That's true.
That's still creepy. Still creepy.
And I'm like, oh, do you make this? He's like, yes, I do. It's good, right? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Why? It's my husband's favorite.
It sucks to be the person on the receiving end of a partner name drop because sometimes you're just trying to be nice and the other person is like, yeah, well, my boyfriend also enjoys the same thing.
I
and you're
know.
Like, oh, no, I wasn't. No. Okay, never mind.
Old lady with your mom jeans. I'm not hitting on you. I work really hard on this peanut butter.
So what are we doing in the bonus episode today, Kathleen?
Today we have a really interesting dilemma, an advice letter from our taste bud, Lily. I just emailed it over to you, so you haven't read it yet.
I've not read it yet. And are we allowed to use the name Lily?
Yes, that's her fake name.
Oh, great. What's her real name?
I'm not going to tell you, Bethany.
Almost gotcha.
You and I both know this particular taste bud.
Oh, is it
Bethany?
Is it? Charlotte, bleep out the first correct guess that I had.
Bleep out Jesus.
Bleep out that time that we said too. And now bleep out this one. Okay. Okay. Kathleen, do you want to start? We'll trade off like in grade school reading out loud?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She says, hi, ladies. I'm a longtime taste bud, but I don't want to give my real name.
It's
no, Bethany. Can you call me Lily? Sure.
Sure.
Bethany.
Edit. Nope.
I'm writing to ask, how do you know if it's the right time to make a grand move in life?
Oh.
I live in New Jersey and I went to school in Pennsylvania and I moved back after college to save some money. I graduated just after Hurricane Sandy, which made me nostalgic to be home with things that were comfortable to me. And also because my dad's health wasn't in great shape, and it still isn't. Over the years, he's had a heart attack, a stroke, kidney failure, and a long list of other issues.
I currently do not like my job, she says. I have my master's in something different. I've been applying for jobs in the field that I actually want to work in with no luck. A few days ago, a friend called me and told me her company is hiring for the type of job that I'm looking for, and that a lot of companies in her areas are too. She lives in California. California is far and expensive, but I feel like a big move could change my life. I want to grow in this field and I need to start somewhere. I know if I apply, I would have an actual shot of getting it, which makes this all real. Here are some of the things that would propel into California.
One, family dynamic. I feel like I'm the punching bag of my family. I get a lot unloaded on me, but I don't often get that support in return. It's something that I like to talk about with my therapist. Number two, opportunity. I apply to jobs every other day and I get no bites. Granted, the timing of things would not work in my favor. Number three, I have 2.5 friends in California. one would be hours away, but one I would be working with. And I think that the other one is moving back to the East Coast, so let's not count her anyway.
Okay, fine. Number four, this is a chance that I can really start new. Number five, I do not like my current job. So those are the things that would propel Lily into California.
Yeah.
Here is what is keeping here.
Bethany, stop saying her real name.
Fuck, sorry. Here is what's keeping Lily here. Number one, family. My biggest personality trait is loyalty. Mm. My dad is not doing well and has gone off the rails kind of sporadically in the last few months. I think if I leave and something happens, what if I can't say goodbye? This applies to my grandma, who is 94, I think, and is a champ with dementia, though I am not close with her.
Number two, friends. After I graduated from college, I created an amazing network of friends, and I love them dearly.
Number three, the weather. If I could live in the cold air all year, I would. Preach. I don't think San Jose is cold, she asks. Number four, I mean, I don't know, maybe at night.
San Jose can get chilly sometimes. My aunt used to live there.
But it's not like winter.
No.
Number four, I genuinely like it here. I love New Jersey and or Pennsylvania. Number five, I really like my therapist and I know she wouldn't take my new insurance and I feel safe and seen with her. Number six, I have never been that far from family.
Again, the family thing is always going to be tough. My best friend from childhood recently confided in me that she has seen years of my family take advantage of me and she never knew what to say until recently. I've been seeing it recently a lot too, and I think a move is important, but a move across the country is really scary. So applying is applying, and that's one thing, but what do I actually do if I get it? Do I move to California? How do I know if this is going to be a good idea? Help.
Okay. Kathleen,
yeah.
On the count of three,
mm-hmm.
Say yes or no
yeah.
on whether you think that Lily should move to California, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Go to California.
So we're on the same
page.
Yeah,
go to California.
Kathleen, why do you think Lily should move to California?
Bethany, I actually want you to take this one first because I've never moved away from my family, but you have. Mm-hmm. You've moved away for big jobs and big dreams. So you take the reins on this first.
Okay. So I think that this sort of situation has kind of been dropped into your lap. And I know that you've been struggling really hard to find a job in this area, but then all of a sudden you find out, you know, there's this whole industry in California that you really want to get into. So that to me is a big nudge from the universe that this is something that you maybe wouldn't have just come upon before by yourself, mm-hmm. and it's being placed before you. So I think it's something that is important. I think that, you know, I said this when I left my last job, which was a really, it was a surprise to a lot of people.
It was a high profile job. I'm sure it was a hard decision for you to make that decision to leave.
I said, I am more afraid of regret than I am of failure. Mm. And Lily, I think from the way you speak, you're feeling the same way. What happens if you don't move and you continue to not be able to find work here and your family situation stays the same and you feel used? My concern is that you would always be looking over your shoulder at California and wondering what your life would maybe look like there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Lily, because I know you have siblings. And I know that those siblings, some of them live close to your parents. So it's not like just you moving away would be the singular removal of your parents' support system, you know, from from their children. I fantasize about doing this all the time. All the time.
Really? I didn't know that.
I do. And, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and she is also sort of in the same position that I am. I'm always the one who's expected to stay behind and, like, hold the fort down. Do you know what I mean? Mm,
yep.
And so I'm just like, you know, my brother gets to live all over the world, and then sometimes he's not even grateful that he gets to live in the places that he gets to live. Yeah. And, like, for once, I want to be the one that moves to California, and I want him to be the one that's, like, here making all the decisions. So take it from someone who doesn't have this option. Please do it for the rest of us who can't move. Like, I just don't think I could ever move, you know? Like, Bethany, do you ever feel guilty that your sisters are home with your parents and you're here? Or do you feel better than that they're there? At least your parents are not alone.
I mean, I don't feel guilt yet.
Yeah.
Because knock on wood, everyone's pretty damn healthy.
Yes.
But, you know, if something were to happen and someone were to, like, you know, an anvil fell out of the sky and someone had to be in a wheelchair while their legs regrew mm-hmm. for like 6 months. And I had to, be, you know, like I would feel, I'd feel pretty guilty.
Yeah.
Kathleen, just out of curiosity, where would you move?
California.
You would move to California. You love it out there.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of family out there and I visit a lot. And I love California.
Another thing, Lily, something to keep in mind is that this decision will kind of be made for you. So you apply for the job, you either get it or you don't. If you don't get it, then it means that California wasn't the right move. If you do get it, well, now you didn't have to make the decision. You are going to move out there. I think it's worth applying for the job and then just like see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you're feeling like you need this itch, and I get you. Listen, baby girl, I understand. Sometimes you need to move even just down the street to a new apartment to start yeah. like a new chapter in life. I understand totally. Needing a new space. I mean, last week I applied for a mortgage in one day. So
once I took the big move and reinvented myself by moving from Minneapolis across the river to St. Paul, new life for Bethany. And it was wonderful.
Yeah. You know, oh, wait, those are the Twin Cities, right?
Sure are.
Okay. See, as someone from the East Coast, you say things like that to me and I'm like, let me think about this kind of hard. Like, how does that work?
But if you live in either Minneapolis or St. Paul, you're like, ooh, because like if you live in Minneapolis and someone wants you to go that evening to like some club in St. Paul, mm-hmm. like you're not going to cross the river that night. Like it's a long trip.
Is it like the difference between Hoboken, New Jersey, where I am, and Manhattan, where you are?
Yes. Yes.
So it's really yes. close.
Oh, it's very close. They're very, that's why they're called the Twin Cities. They're like two large cities very close to each other.
Ah.
But the idea of just going into a different city is sometimes too much to bear.
Hey, Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
Simple is better, right? Simple things in life are better.
Yes, it's the Occam's razor of living.
Funny you said razor, because I want to talk about our partner, Athena Club, and their amazing razor.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
We love Athena Club. The Athena Club razor is unbelievable. It's expertly designed with the sharpest patented blades on the market. But their razor kit is only $9, which includes 2 5-blade razor heads. You get your choice of razor handle color. You get a magnetic holder for easy storage.
Yeah, you know, two of my very good friends both ordered the Athena Club razor because I told them to, because they're like, I need a new razor. What should I get? I was like, listen, you got to check out this thing from Athena Club. I was introduced to them via the podcast, but it's literally my favorite thing. I wish that, Bethany, you and all of our gentle listeners could come over and feel the inside of my armpits right now. They're like a baby's bottom.
By the way, not just the razors. Athena Club has so many products that I love. I'm obsessed with their dewy body lotion.
Yes.
It sits on my kitchen table. I use it all the time. It's right here. Mm-hmm. And it smells like just freshness, like clean linen, like rain, just that really light, wonderful smell.
I just ran out of their Cloud Shave foam and I was like tipping the container over in the shower, like, please, just one more drop. I just have one more swipe on my bikini line. I love Athena products because they're all vegan and they are cruelty free. It's like one-stop shopping for all of your personal essential needs when you go to athenaclub.com. From supplements to shaving care to period care to lotions, they have you covered with high quality, affordable products that will save you trips to the pharmacy.
So stop using razors that underdeliver and switch to Athena Club. Sign up today and you'll get 20% off of your first order.
All you have to do is go to athenaclub.com and use the promo code TASTE when you check out.
That's athenaclub.com with the promo code TASTE for 20% off.
Again, athenaclub.com. Use the promo code TASTE for 20% off. Oh, hang on a second. Neil! You let the cat in here. He's eating the wrong food. Neil.
Tell him you love him, though. Tell him you love him along with the yell.
I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you, but this cat's going to have diarrhea. I'm sorry. Sorry, Charlotte. Sorry, Charlotte. Edit all of that out.
Don't edit that out. I love it. It's funny. It's real.
Listen, Neil hurt his leg, so I'm going to be the one to clean
up. How'd he hurt his leg? What happened?
Let's on the Peloton.
Wait, bring him back in here now.
No, Bethany.
It's a loosey-goosey bonus episode.
It's a sore,
is he sensitive about
it's
it?
It's a sore subject. The Peloton. It's not to talk about it.
But how did he hurt himself on the Peloton?
Okay, listen, back to... Oh, shit. I mean, Lily.
Did he fall off the Peloton?
Yeah, no, he sprained his calf muscle.
Tapping back? Was he trying to tap back too hard?
Here's the thing. Probably. Just keep that rear over the seat. That's what they say. Keep your butt over the seat. Here's the thing I've discovered about men, Bethany.
What's that?
When they get hurt,
yeah,
their favorite subject is to talk about how they got hurt.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that the pain threshold is much lower because they don't have to bear children at some point in their lives.
So much lower.
Yeah.
I'm whispering because I don't want him to hear me.
Once Dennis's leg fell asleep.
Yeah.
His leg fell asleep.
I mean, it's not even an injury.
No. And he was yelling and whining about how much it was hard that his leg was asleep. And to the point where I texted my family and I was like, just so you guys know, there is a whole to-do going on. There is an almighty crabbiness going on in my apartment because someone's leg fell asleep.
Yeah.
It goes away in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? My dad was such, whenever he hurt anything, it was like, have I told you about my arm? Every time I came over, have I told you about my foot? Have I told you about my heart? I'm like, yes, daddy. You had a heart attack 13 years ago. I know. I was there.
It's like, I think it is because our bodies are meant to take on like a, you know, the sole purpose of like our reproductive system is to go through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I don't know. Men are babies. Anyway.
Men are babies.
And have babies. Back to Lily.
Yes.
Charlotte, if you cut any of that out, I swear to God, you're fired.
Lily, move. Move. Move and then take lots of photos and I can live vicariously through you. I mean, if you were an only child, my advice to you would be different. My advice to you would be more cautious because when you're an only child, that's the burden you bear. You have to take care of your parents.
Mm. I don't know if I would give – I think I would give the exact same advice.
You would?
Because guess what? Because – maybe this is awful of me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't your decision to be an only child.
That's true.
And I think that you still need to live your life. Is that living in a perfect world? Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it's really unfair to be expected to put your entire life and future aside.
To take care of your parents.
So that you can just stay home.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I awful?
No, you're not awful, Bethany. But I think that maybe... You have that. I think maybe you're saying that because you're the one in your family that got to move away.
Fuck. I'm a jerk.
No, you're not a jerk. And there's always someone who gets to move away. And there's always someone who doesn't. And of course, there are situations where the family is awful and all the children move away because no one can stand the parents. But, you know, I was having this conversation with my friend who is an only child and she had a baby recently. And I said, okay, so you're going to give your baby a sibling. Because, you know, you're an only child. I'm curious as to what you're going to say about this. And she goes, yes. She goes, yeah, I think I am. Because while I liked being an only child growing up and watching your parents get old and being the only one who's there to make their decisions and take care of them is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're young. I know how old you are.
Lily.
Lily. I know how old you are. I know you have siblings. Just do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. And look, you can't always move back.
Of course.
That's one thing, too, is if you move to California, New Jersey and Pennsylvania aren't going to poof disappear. Like they will be here and you can always come back. And
well, you can't come back to Centralia, Pennsylvania, because that poof disappeared. But
that did poof disappear.
Everywhere else in Pennsylvania.
And, you know, gentle listener, like, the one thing I've learned in my life is if you have this feeling where something really scares you, but you're also like, man, I think this is the right thing to do, but you're so scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing to do.
I like that. It should scare you. Big decisions should scare you.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Scare you in a way that's good. Like,
I mean, yeah, they should scare you in a way that like, I know I'll be proud of myself if I do this thing. It shouldn't be like, I'm scared of the effects of heroin. Don't do heroin. But no. Like if it's, I'm scared of this because like, I'll have to learn a lot and do a lot of growing.
Yeah.
It's probably good.
Like, you know, when you exercise and your muscles are sore, but it's like the type of hurt that feels really good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lily. I think. That's probably the answer that you did not want. But I think if your family's not being great to you, screw them. Leave.
Yeah.
They're not being nice to you.
You know, and in terms of not being there, if somebody dies, just check in with them, call them. Yep. And hey, dad, hey, grandma, even though I don't know how old you are, grandma, I love you. Do you want to know what's going on in my life? What's going on in your life? Mm. Let's chat. Like every week, call them and check in. Because that's the same as being there, honestly. Because sometimes you can even just be in the same room with someone and not share any information totally. About what's going on in your lives, you know? And that is just as bad as not calling them if you live far away.
When my mom was growing up and she was in boarding school, you know, the way that things were, she didn't see her mother for at least a year sometimes. Wow. And like her mom didn't see one of my uncles for a couple years. And just like imagine loving your child so much and knowing you weren't going to see them for 2 years. They could write letters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was basically it. Now we have Skype and Zoom. Like you can see the person every single day if you want to. It's really mm-hmm. this is if you're ever going to move away from your family, now is the age to do it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a letter waiting for a letter to come in the mail? How long does that take? 21 days?
And that one time that my mom accidentally burned down a village, like she had to tell her mom, send the letter and then wait with terror for weeks to see what her mother was going to say. Like imagine like confessing something awful you did and then knowing you had to wait weeks to get like chastised by your mother.
Yeah. So your mom writes a letter to her mom that she burned down a village and then her mom writes a letter back. And by the time your mom gets that letter back, 6 months has passed. And like who cares if your grandma is even still mad at your mom? Like so much time has passed that your mom is dying.
Exactly. So, you know, like maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe there are certain instances where that's okay. I don't know, Lily, let us know what you do, but like, you know, you're going to be okay. You're resilient.
Yeah, you are, girl.
Don't regret things.
Oh, okay. Now I want to move. Damn it.
So California, what part of California? San Diego?
Yeah, maybe San Diego or like
San Francisco.
Definitely not LA. I love San Francisco. Maybe San Fresno? Francisco. No, not Fresno. Have you been to Fresno?
Yeah. Oh, no. I have an aunt who lives there. La Jolla.
La Jolla's beautiful. Yeah.
What about, isn't there like an Obade? Isn't there like an...
Don't know.
An super hippie Ojai, California.
Yeah. Isn't there a ranch there that a lot of fancy people get married at?
Maybe. Go to rehab. What's a good rehab? Where's Palisades?
I don't know.
Where did Lindsay Lohan go to rehab?
I don't know, but that sounds like a dream.
Wasn't there a place called like DreamWorks or something? No, that's a studio. DreamWorks Rehab. I would go.
Oh, Huntington Beach. That's where I would move. Manhattan Beach.
Okay. You can't move away from the East Coast and move to some place called Manhattan Beach.
Yeah. I would move there and I'd take up rollerblading. That would be what I did professionally.
Ooh, so vintage.
Bethany, are you having a good weekend so far?
It's been busy.
Really?
It's fine.
What have you been up to?
I had an audition today, a voiceover audition, where I had to play someone sobbing on the phone. And guess what? That is my wheelhouse.
Oh my God, Bethany, that part was made for you.
What would you think, Kathleen, how would you make yourself cry if you had to cry for an audition?
I don't know. Punch myself in the face? I mean, did you have to, like, you only had to send over the audio portion, right? There was no video to this?
No video. Yep, just audio.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But what do you do?
I have different awful things I think about. I think about, like, everyone in my family having to evacuate a place and I don't get home in time to join them. And so I just see them pulling away and I can't catch up. And so I just see my whole family, including my cats, just reaching out for me and sobbing, and I'm sobbing back. And then I just go into my childhood home and sit alone because everyone I know is gone and I'll never see them again.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Maybe.
Yeah.
Also thinking about everybody that you've ever loved dying on the same day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
So when I think about having to sell my cats and never see them again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, it's really awful.
I mean,
it's really a dark place to go.
I might think about how Apollo Anton Ono never really lived up to his potential, or like, I don't know, Carrie Strug breaking her ankle.
Yeah.
Or Michael Phelps retiring from swimming.
The show Felicity, like, losing all of its huge steam just because she cut her hair.
Oh, that's so sad.
That'll, like, break your heart.
I hear Scott Foley is a real D-bag, even though his face makes him seem so sweet.
Tom Bergeron got fired from Dancing with the Stars, and he's not the host anymore.
He's not? Oh, my God.
No. It's Tyra Banks.
Wait, I had no...
He's hosting Dancing with the Stars.
Where have I been? I didn't know about this.
Kathleen, it's awful.
Or you could think about how even though Ben Affleck cheated on Jennifer Gardner, he'll always love her. She will always be his number one girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's scary.
I think about how Marshmallows aren't vegan.
I mean, sometimes they are.
Are they?
You're really crying. Damn, girl, you're a good actress.
And scene. I was merely acting.
I guess that's all we have for today.
Oh, one thing we forgot. It is spooky season. Send us your scary stories.
Yes. You know, it's really funny, Bethany. You know, we play like spooky music underneath people's scary stories.
Yeah.
And sometimes they accidentally get loaded into my iTunes. So the other day I was just driving and one of the spooky beds, like the music beds, came on in my car. And it was actually like really fun to drive to.
That's what I work to, is I have just spooky music playing underneath and then I'll just like work, work, work.
Also, we want to hear from you about why you're voting this year. We're working on a special episode. We don't care who you are. You know, if you're voting, we want to hear from you as to what are the most important topics that are sending you to the polls this year. We want to, you know, hear your inner thoughts on voting this year.
Yeah, so shoot us an email for all of those things. Just be like, why I vote, or spooky story in the subject line. An acquired taste podcast at gmail.com.
All right, time for some wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Sunday, Bethany. Yeah. Happy Sunday, Taste Bites.
Happy Monday, Kathleen. Happy Monday, Taste Bites.
Happy Monday, Tyra Banks.
Aw.